grab a couple.
It's a busy Saturday night at the Rain Motel in Naterita, population less than 600. You can get a dinner as well as a room here, and tonight it's packed with hunters enjoying the last of the rifle season.
We saw a nice big buck up by Nylund.
You were close enough to see?
Yeah, it was just right off the road up by Nicola.
Wow.
The motel is one of only a few places to stay in town, and normally it's much quieter. Debbie Clark is at the front desk, and all but one of her seven kids have moved to other places to get work.
My youngest son's in Grand Junction. I have an older son in Dove Creek. And I have a daughter in Oregon.
Naterita is about 10 miles from the proposed Pinyon Ridge uranium mill. And Clark is certain at least some of her kids would come home if they could get a job there. If approved, the conventional mill could open a new chapter in the decades-long history of uranium production in southwest Colorado. Ore from here was used in bombs dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. But there hasn't been much mining or milling since the early 1980s. Canadian-based Energy Fuels Incorporated wants to build the new mill. Spokesman Curtis Moore says it could create up to 85 jobs.
The Pinyon Ridge Mill will process local uranium and vanadium ores and produce uranium oxide and vanadium oxide. The uranium oxide is sent to other facilities where it's ultimately made into fuel rods for nuclear reactors and for the generation of nuclear power. The vanadium is mostly sent to alloying manufacturers. It's made for steel and titanium alloys for the most part.
Uranium prices are low now, but Moore expects there may soon be enough demand from American and foreign nuclear power plants to justify building a new mill. Before it can do that, Energy Fuels needs a license from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. The agency issued one last year, but a judge removed the license over the summer, requiring more public hearings, which took place over the last several days.
For the record, we'll go back into session for the administrative hearing for the...
In NUCLA, lawyers for Energy Fuels, the state, and environmental groups reviewed the details of the proposed mill, with a mounted moose head and a retired judge overlooking the proceedings. In the audience was Hillary White, executive director of the Sheep Mountain Alliance. The Telluride environmental group filed the lawsuit that led to the hearing.
We heard the Energy Fuels expert say, there's no groundwater on the site. There's no surface water on the site, so we don't even need to address it. Whereas we heard our scientists say there is certainly the possibility for that.
In later testimony, the company's water expert said they carefully checked for that water and couldn't find any. But White argues the issue is one of many examples that Energy Fuels and the State Health Department have not done enough to make sure the mill wouldn't pollute nearby rivers or the air across the region. Similar worries have galvanized Telluride area residents and others. Farmer Barclay Duranyi runs the Indian Ridge Farm and Bakery near Norwood.
Our ability to grow food would be crippled in the event of a major wind event, the contamination of our high alpine basin water sources, or from a catastrophic on-site or transportation accident.
Diana Reams is president of the NUCLA and Naterita Area Chamber of Commerce. She supports the mill and believes the state will do a good job making sure it's safe because she's had to work with the health department regarding her construction business.
We've had some fairly lively discussions as a result of that regulatory influence on our business. They're quite thorough.
The State Health Department says it will consider all of the comments and testimony from the recent hearings and decide next April whether or not to license the mill. Back at the Ray Motel, manager Sherry Ross believes reviving the industry could make the difference between life and death for the business and maybe even the whole town of Naterita.
It's very difficult, and I've already talked to at least one other business that's shutting down either in December or January because there is no other work.
But even if the state health department gives the go-ahead, whether Pinyon Ridge Mill gets off the ground will depend on other permits and the demand for uranium. For KVNF News, I'm Elise Thatcher.